Welcome to Topic 11. In this topic, we are talking about building trust, visibility, and community relationships. A wedding officiant practice does not become useful simply because the officiant is ordained. Ordination matters, training matters, calling matters. But people in your community also need to understand who you are, what you offer, what you believe, and how your ministry serves the bride and groom. Many new wedding officiants struggle at this point. They are willing to serve, but they do not know how to explain their practice clearly. Some sound too vague. They say, "I do weddings." That may be true, but it does not explain the ministry. Others sound too commercial. They say, "Book me for your big day." That may communicate availability, but it may not communicate Christian covenant witness. A Christian wedding officiant practice needs a clear, warm, truthful explanation. You might say, "I serve as a Christian wedding officiant through the Christian Leaders Alliance. My role is to help the bride and groom prepare for and enter a Christian marriage ceremony with biblical clarity, prayer, dignity, and civil responsibility." That statement is simple, but it says a lot. It says you are Christian. It says you are ordained through CLA. It says you serve the bride and groom. It says marriage is not merely an event. It says you care about biblical clarity, prayer, dignity, and civil responsibility. Your community explanation should include four things. First, explain your identity. You are not just a person who can stand up front and speak. You are a Christian wedding officiant serving under a recognized ordination pathway. Second, explain your purpose. Your purpose is to serve marriage as a covenant before God. You help the bride and groom prepare for a ceremony that reflects biblical marriage, not just personal preference. Third, explain your process. People should know you meet with the couple, prepare the ceremony, discuss vows, include scripture and prayer where appropriate, verify civil responsibilities, and serve with care on the wedding day. Fourth, explain your limits. You are not a licensed counselor unless separately qualified. You are not an attorney. You do not provide legal advice. You do not promise to solve every relational problem. You offer pastoral guidance, prayer, ceremony preparation, and referral-aware care. Clear explanation builds trust. This matters whether you serve independently, through a local church, or through a soul center. Each setting may have a different public face, but the need for clarity remains the same. A couple should not have to guess what kind of ceremony you offer. A church should not have to wonder whether your practice is accountable. A venue should not have to wonder whether you will be professional. A family should not have to wonder whether you will treat the wedding with dignity. The bride and groom are embodied souls. They bring real hopes, fears, family expectations, spiritual questions, and practical needs into the wedding process. Your clear explanation helps them feel safe. One helpful practice is to write a short public description of your ministry. Keep it warm, keep it honest, keep it biblical, keep it free from hype. For example, "I provide Christian wedding officiant ministry for brides and grooms seeking a ceremony rooted in biblical marriage, prayer, covenant love, and thoughtful preparation. I serve with pastoral care, civil responsibility awareness, and a desire to honor God and bless the couple as they begin married life." That kind of explanation helps the community understand your ministry. Visibility is not showmanship. Visibility is making your calling understandable. When people understand your wedding officiant practice, they are more likely to trust it, recommend it, and receive it as a faithful Christian presence in the community.